Karna, the steadfast character. In the great epic Mahabharata, there are many notable characters, but the character of Karna stands on a very high pedestal. He had many exemplary qualities which are worthy of emulation. As the prince of Anga, Karna became famous for his charity. He never said no to anybody who approached him for anything. Indra foresaw that Karna would be a fierce competitor for Arjuna. So he thought of a plan. One day he went to Karna in the guise of a Brahmin. On seeing a Brahmin, Karna rose from his seat and paid his respect. He knew that the Brahmin was none other than Indra. "Oh, respected sir, what can I do for you?" Karna asked. "My blessings to you, Angaraja. I have heard of your great charity. I am a poor Brahmin and I have come for a favor." The previous night, Karna had a dream in which the sun god had warned him of the impending visit of Indra and the motive, but Karna had no thoughts in the matter of charity. So he said, "Revered sir, I knew that you are Lord Indra. You have come to divest me of something so that Arjuna will be benefited. But I will not go back on my word to give away anything desired by you." Indra, without any quarrel, asked for Karna's armor and earrings. Without the least hesitation, Karna cut off his earrings and armor and gave away these things, though he knew by that act he was giving up half his strength and power. Lord Indra was pleased and granted a boon to Karna in the form of a powerful weapon, Shakti, but with the provision that the weapon could be used only against one person. Karna was very much attached to his bosom friend Duryodhana, who gave him the status of a prince by conferring on him the title of Angaraja. So he decided to throw his lot with him in any situation. After his mission to Dhritarashtra's court had failed, Krishna thought of a plan to wean Karna away from Gaurava camp. Before leaving Hastinapur, he went to Gaurava's palace and accosted him. Karna received him with great reverence and offered him a respectable seat. Krishna expressed his pleasure and addressed him, "Oh, my dear cousin." Karna immediately sensed something in this form of address, but he kept his thoughts to himself, responded to Krishna's intimate words and asked him to state the cause of his visit. "Dear Krishna, can I be any service to you?" Krishna said, "Oh my dear cousin, I know your great quality, so I came here to have a personal talk with you." He continued, "My dear Karna, I came to remind you of your duty, of which you may not be aware." Karna asked what it was. Krishna said, "I'm going to tell you a well-kept secret. You are really the son of Kunti through the grace of the Sun Lord. But afraid of a scandal, she parted with you when you were a baby by leaving you in the river Ganga. You were picked up by the chariot driver and his wife Radha and brought up by them. Now the time has come for you to know the truth and join the Pandavas, who are really your younger brothers. You know that Pandavas are righteous in disposition and the Kauravas are unjust in their dealings. You are an honest person, I know fully well. So you leave Adharma and join the side of Dharma. By this act, you will be pleasing your mother Kunti also." But Karna had his own code of conduct. He said, Oh Krishna, you are Lord Himself, and there is no dharma which you do not know. I owe my present status and position to Duryodhana. Moreover, we are great friends. He will suffer if I part company with him at this critical situation. Krishna then tried to tempt Karna. Karna, you know Dharmaraja and his four brothers will be very happy to accept you as their eldest brother and crown you the emperor. But Karna would not be tempted. Krishna, I cannot give up my duty to my benefactor and leave his camp when he needs me the most in the impending war. Pardon me, I may thrive or die, but I will not leave the Kaurava camp for the sake of my personal glory and pleasure. I know the Pandavas will win ultimately, but that will not change my decision. Krishna realized that he could not lure Karna anymore and took leave of him. After a few days, Kunti herself came to Karna and pleaded with him to leave Kauravas and join Pandavas. But Karna was firm in his convictions. However, he granted a boon to his mother that in the ensuing war, he would kill only one Pandava brother so that Kunti could have five sons living.